My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the lovely and talented and probably surprised star of the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical, Satirist. You can see the Capitol Steps every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building in downtown Washington, D.C. You can also learn more about them online at capitalsteps.com. Their most recent CD is entitled What to Expect When You're Electing. And Elena, we got something that a lot of people did not expect, even though the polls and most of the battleground states were pretty close. In the end, it was not the favorite Hillary Clinton who won. It was Donald J. Trump. He wins.
I would not want to be a pollster this week having to explain myself because, you know, there was the 80-20, I think, was the prediction.
Right.
Oh, boy. Well, what are we going to see? We've talked about seeing maybe Chris Christie as Secretary of Transportation. Sarah Palin, ambassador to Russia.
Of course.
Yeah, she could sit on her porch and, you know. So it'll give us lots of material. There will be a group of new characters coming into town, huh?
First, I have a question for you later. But first of all, my whole thought on Thursday when Trump visited the White House and they just showed on TV a few comments from Obama and Trump in the Oval Office, but I am assuming there was at least a cursory tour of the White House at some point during the visit, and all I can picture is Trump constantly saying, this room needs more gold. This room needs more gold.
Right. Lame, wrong.
So, Elena, you've been in Washington. I don't know how long you've been in Washington. I know you've been with the Capitol Steps for about 35 years now. Have you ever experienced anything like this?
No, but apparently I did get my job originally when I came to Capitol Hill as a result of the Reagan landslide.
Well, there you go.
And that was actually very unexpected, if you recall. Now, you're too young, and I'm too young to really have focused on that it was such an unexpected thing. But I did benefit from it and come down to the Hill and worked for a moderate Republican, Chuck Percy, and because they had just taken over the Senate very unexpectedly.
Yes.
He got a lot of new positions on his staff. So it's not the first, really, for me, but the first as I can remember, you know, come kind of really watching it ahead of time.
Yeah, it is. It's an incredible thing, and we'll see what President-elect Trump has in store for us.
It's hard to say it, isn't it? it doesn't come off the tongue very easily.
I'll tell you, watching some of the cable news people say it over and over again, you might as well get some popcorn ready because it's kind of entertaining. But what's next for Hillary Clinton, if anything?
I don't know. Maybe she'll be attending the Trump University trial and sitting in the background. I don't know. The surprise witness with the sunglasses and the scarf, you know. we think that we kind of knew what his message was all fall, and we had this song that we did in our show all fall where he urged people to go out and vote for him. So we thought that would be a good one to play today. So because apparently it worked.
Simple messages work sometimes. Here we go.
Let me just say this. Some say I just make news, on that we disagree. Let me explain my views. They all shut up and vote for me. The White House is my destiny. You ask why, you shut up and vote for me. You want details of my plans. The great new jobs beat the odds and stop Iran. Hapless are the Jebs and the fading right. So if you hate PC behavior, I'm your party savior. Thanks to my smarm, I'm gonna make it happen. To all you losers, I'll say the Donald's got it all. Immigrants now love me, but learn to climb a wall. Senior, shut up and vote for me. It's not reality TV, 'cause if that were true, someone would cancel me.
Oh, Elena, you and I have been friends and done this segment for many, many years now. And usually the president is kind of the person who has the more regal or balanced bearing, and the vice president's kind of the punchline. This time might be slightly different, huh?
It might be, yeah. Vice presidents, for some reason, are always very easy targets. I don't know. Maybe it's this, you know, the sort of like, you know, lap, you know, panting, at little doggy panting, you know, like waiting to get the attention or something. But, I guess Gore was funny, Cheney was funny, Biden was certainly funny. So let's see if Pence can keep up with that, huh?
Can't believe you forgot Dan Quayle.
Oh, well, that, yes. I mean, that was the first classic. Well, of course, Herbert Walker Bush, when he was the vice president for Ronald Reagan, we had a song called Get Me to the Dirge on Time. Because he was always being sent to funerals. For some reason, he just, like, always was being sent to the funerals. And I haven't seen that recently, but...
The job has changed a lot since the 1980s, because that's pretty much what vice presidents did. They show up to the Senate to break ties, and they go to funerals. That changed a lot in the intervening administrations, I think.
Yeah, I think Al Gore kind of, like, was viewed as more of a partner, and then it kind of stayed that way. Well, Cheney was viewed as running things, so yeah, they've always been funny, and I have high hopes for Mike Pence.
There you go. Elena, you'll find material, and you're going to have ample material, I have a feeling, over the next 4 years in one way or another. Congratulations on surviving the election season, and have a great couple of shows this weekend.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in downtown Washington, D.C., and learn more about them online at capitalsteps.com. Their most recent CD is What to Expect When You're Electing. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.